So, Tim, you not only work in the beer business, you're a home brewer, and you luckily live directly across the street from Bitter and Astor's.
Yeah. I've lived in this neighborhood for about 3 years now, and I guess 3 months ago, I heard about this homebrew shop opening across the street with a brew-on-premise system.
This series that you guys have come up with, Brew Like the Pros, was that part of your idea?
It was. It's an idea that I came up with because I work with so many great breweries with Union Beer.
The Brew Like the Pros series, what's the concept behind this?
The concept behind it is to reach out to people in the community, whether they're introductory homebrewers, advanced homebrewers, or just people with a general interest in beer and beer making, to educate them about how these beers are made.
But specifically, beers that you can get commercially.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and to educate people about how to make beer.
Using commercial examples. So how does it work? What makes this brew session different than any other homebrew session?
Well, this specific brew session takes examples of the best styles in the industry, or the best examples of specific styles in the industry, like Victory Prima Pils, or hopefully if Sierra Nevada allows us to work with them to brew their pale ale, just flagship examples of the best and most well-known styles of beer.
And today you've got Victory, and you're brewing a clone of Prima Pils. So tell me the process. How did you prepare for this, and how is this brew session working?
Well, Victory was extraordinarily helpful in facilitating this entire project. Sean McCain, who's the Victory rep in New York State and Connecticut, arranged it with Bill Kovaleski and the entire brewery for me to go to the brewery. They gave us all the ingredients that we need to make a clone of the Prima Pils. So we got the malt, we got the whole flour hops, we even got their yeast, which is usually a very closely guarded ingredient. And I've been working with Sean to make sure that we have enough of the information to make a high-quality clone of this beer. But Bill Kovaleski was also gracious enough to let us have a little flexibility and said, you know, use the hops how you see fit. Just create a beer that you think will resemble the Prima Pils, but that's part of the fun of homebrewing is expanding and experimenting with different methods to try and reach an ultimate goal.
So you went down to Victory, you learned how they made the beer, they sent you home with all the ingredients, and they gave you a recipe, and now you're here at Bitter and Astor's with a bunch of guys, homebrewers, who are learning how to make Prima Pils.
Exactly. And every time you homebrew, you go through a different experimentation process. You have to overcome obstacles. So we've overcome a couple today. We've encountered a few different obstacles that we've had to find creative solutions to. But I'm really, really happy with how it's coming out so far.
And when this beer is done and fermented and kegged, then what?
We are going to give 5 gallons of the 30 gallons that we brew to Bitter Nesters. We're going to give 5 gallons to the Victory rep, Sean. He can use that how he sees fit. And then we're going to have 3 different events go on across the city. One at a bar in the neighborhood so that people in the community can come and enjoy it, try a clone beer next to the commercial version of it, see if we can make something even similar. And then we're going to have a few at other locations and bars around the city. They can't sell the beer because it's homebrew, so they have to just give it away. So we've arranged with these bars to give an 8-ounce sample next to a 16-ounce pint when someone purchases the commercial Victory Prima Pils.
And that'll probably happen in what, 3 weeks or so?
It's going to happen a little longer than that. Lagers take longer to ferment and to keep and to prepare. So it takes about 12 days to ferment and then 3 to 4 weeks to lager. So we're looking at closer to 5 weeks.
Likely this information of where these beers are going to be available and when will be on the Bitter and Esther's website and probably the Victory website.
It should be available on both, yes.
Tim, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Bob.